USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Search and recovery efforts continue after a deadly tornado outbreak in the Midwest. Officials said an EF3 tornado swept through the town of Lakeview, Ohio Thursday night, destroying homes and killing three people. An EF3 tornado also damaged dozens of homes in Winchester, Indiana, and injured nearly 40 people. More than 300 storms were reported nationwide during the severe weather outbreak last week. Former President Trump is again promising to levy steep tariffs on Chinese-made electric and other vehicles if elected. He made the pledge along with a comment that's raising a lot of suspicion among Trump's critics.
And you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath.
During a weekend campaign rally in Ohio, Trump campaign officials said the former president meant there would be a bloodbath in the U.S. auto sector. Of course, the comment came as political tension in the U.S. continues to draw fears of political violence of one kind or another this presidential election year, same as the last. Americans spent more in February, USA's John Schaefer.
And it's sales at home improvement stores that are driving the increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. However, despite the rise in retail sales, gas prices also experienced an increase.
Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are getting into the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at a high-dollar hotel in Kansas City. It'll be called 1587 Prime. Target changing its self-checkout policy. The retailer says it's putting a cap on the number of items that shoppers can have at self-checkout at 10. They believe it'll speed up the process. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future of power generated by the winds.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 homes and businesses in New York. Now, everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy, bribery, and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned on appeal, he argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
Kung Fu Panda 4 is expected to be the top movie at the box office this weekend. The animated sequel will likely beat out Dune Part 2 as it makes another $30 million on its second weekend. Dune raked in $8.1 million Friday and is so far the biggest box office movie of the year. Lottery jackpots growing. The Mega Millions jackpot approaches $1 billion now. Lottery officials say no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for Tuesday's drawing in the Mega Millions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.